Hey, 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 welcome to Empower by Meenakshi. Now, hang on, I'm sure you're wondering, where is Meenakshi and who is this guy? Well, just to let you know that I am the guest, but I've decided to play the host because when I saw Meenakshi, she was looking gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous, and I said, you know what, I think I should introduce her. I think I should welcome her. So, Sharma G is welcoming. Put your hands together for the gorgeous Meenakshi.
So thank you. That's a first. I'm truly embarrassed and put on the spot.
I mean, really, it's, you know, I mean, I saw you. You were like this phantom of delight. And I said, hello, I have to get the privilege of introducing you. And therefore, wow. I mean, look at that shot of you walking through the door, entering the studio. Oh, ho, ho, ho. This is too good.
No, this is Sharma Ji at his best with his fantastic voice. So welcome, everyone, to Empower. We're changing it up a bit today with our lovely guest, Gaurav Sharma, or Sharma Ji as he's known. And, ever wondered what it's like to be an all-rounder in the entertainment industry? Wonder no more. Let's find out all about it from my next guest, who is right here, bright and shiny as we love it. A radio host, a theatre personality, a singer, an entertainer, there you go, traveller and foodie, just like we love it, on Empower, among so many other things. So having been a part of the entertainment and music industry for many years, Gaurav is currently the Chief Programming and Digital Strategy Officer for Radio 1, Radio Nasha, Punjabi Fever, yay, and Fever FM. Launched Radio Mirchi, yes, bale bale, Radio City and Planet M. He's also part of Radio 1's Night Shift, a show that covers the biggest hits of the 70s, 80s and 90s. All this from the extensive personal collection of music and trivia of the host, Sharma Ji. So let's find out more about Gaurav Sharma, or as we all know him, as Sharma Ji.
Thank you very much. So let's start by knowing a little more about Meenakshi and her love for the music of the 70s, 80s and 90s. I know I'm turning things around here, but it's a hard habit to break, because being a radio host, being an entertainer, I usually, have guests on my show, and it just feels a little different. I was like, is this real? You know, I am a guest on someone's show.
Too kind. No. So of course, I mean, if you want to know what I love, I grew up loving Madonna. And, Wham, Michael Jackson, George Michael, the usual.
Yeah,
and then, of course, it got on to more into rap and hip-hop as we grew older.
Look at that. I can see the Madonna inspiration, yeah?
Absolutely.
I was doing an interview with Madonna, and I have to reveal this. This is a fact. She told me that there was this young girl that she was inspired by who was from India. And it happens to be Meenakshi. Wow.
No, you're too kind, but I'm very impressed, honestly. No, so that's that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey in the entertainment industry and how it began?
Oh my God. Ye bahut saal pehle ki baat hai. I mean, really.
Son concept.
Yeah, I sometimes call myself the Bhishma Pitama of radio. Yeah, I think we've all had our journeys, and mm-hmm. I think we've all kind of, the path has sometimes moved into various turns and highs and lows. And so, yes, I think it's kind of gone through a lot of ups and downs and gone through a lot of turns. But if specifically radio, I think it just happened by chance.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be promoting a college show on radio, a college activity, a college event on radio. And the programming head back then, he heard this voice and he said, hey, interesting voice. And that's it. That's how the journey began.
No, absolutely. Yeah, so, you do have an amazing voice. That's the first thing I noticed when we met, when I didn't even know who you were, honestly. When we met through friends.
Yeah. So, and I had to tell you, our meeting was exactly 2 minutes, yeah.
Yes.
That was the first meeting, and after that,
Yeah. Here we are. Okay. So the music industry evolved over the past decade. People are switching to online platforms to listen to music,
yes.
podcasts, as we have our lovely listeners here, and movies, you know, everything is on different platforms. How have radio channels coped with such an evolution?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. Everyone, at any point of time, I think, you know, everyone's favorite punching bag has been radio. I remember, I think in the early 70s, late 70s, there was a song that came out, Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, yes, yeah? Of course.
And everyone thought that's the end of radio because music videos are going to emerge right now. And then, you know, MTV, Money for Nothing, Chicks for Free, that was, you know, that was a song that came out. MTV was launched and it was the birth of music television. But really, honestly, where are all of these now? Radio is still around, yeah?
Yes.
So, really, it's not a threat.
Stick to the classics.
Yeah, because I think what radio does is, and you know, it's theater of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this it's the theater of mind that I think creates all the magic. And I think makes people want to come back for more. Because if you remove that, the line of sight,
mm-hmm.
then it's just the line of hearing, right?
Right.
And I think that can create magic. In fact, even when you're listening to a song, it's the pictures you paint while you're listening to a song or when a presenter is speaking. That's beautiful. It's like the blog. I mean, you started
yes.
doing the blog. It was all audio, right?
Right.
So
the
they
podcast,
are, yeah,
especially.
The podcast, the blog, they're actually visualizing you.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can tell them what to visualize.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really the magic of radio. And, you know, podcasts that we're all into nowadays become very popular. If you actually think about it, it's radio minus music.
Absolutely.
Talk radio is
and
podcast.
And it's so pure because it's literally like a conversation you're
yeah,
having.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you feel
yeah.
it's so personal, you know.
Absolutely.
Just like when you speak to your audiences, even when you're speaking about, you know, some music trivia or you're talking about, you know, when you heard a song for the first time or how it felt. Or even making a joke about something, people feel like you're literally talking to them directly, you know. You're in their homes, you're in their, you know. It's the quiet space that your voice fills in, right?
You found the biggest ambassador for radio right here. Because exactly
all
what
of them.
You said. No, exactly
yeah,
what you said. It is personal.
It's
I think
personal.
It's one of those
yeah.
very few mediums.
Yes.
You know, you could switch on, you know, one of those music streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not personal. Here, you have a presenter who comes and tells you the traffic, he tells
right.
you the weather, he tells
right.
you what film is releasing today.
Mm-hmm.
He connects with the listener. He can pick up a phone call. I mean, we are in a radio station, by the way.
Right.
So this is how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, you pick up a phone, you talk to the winner, play a contest, give away
yes.
movie tickets.
Yes.
So I think it's the personalization of radio, which I think is what the true magic is all about.
Absolutely. Well said, as always. So tell me, has online streaming affected or killed the radio sector, as people say, or has, and especially in the last year, I personally feel it must have escalated to great heights with people stuck at home a lot.
Yeah.
And but how have you seen, you know, the
like
the
I said, I haven't.
Things?
You know, I think our listenership is right up there.
Mm-hmm.
People are listening to even more and more radio because of the personal connect.
Mm-hmm.
They get everything in one medium.
Right.
They switch on to the radio station. Like I said, they have the presenter talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
They get all the utilities of that city. They
mm-hmm.
get their favorite music. So, yeah, I haven't seen things diminish. I just think that all other mediums are other mediums or
Absolutely.
Another medium.
Right.
So it's just been added to your kitty.
Yes.
It's like the constant challenge between the OTT and cinema. What will happen over a period of time, right now everyone's going and saying, oh, cinemas are dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one's going to go to the cinema halls again. But you see, once everything settles down, this
yes.
is the novelty.
Yes.
You will see that they will coexist. You
mm-hmm.
will have OTTs coexisting. You will have your, you know, the set-top boxes coexisting.
Yeah, of course.
And you will have cinema halls. In
yeah.
fact, what? Not only that, even YouTube is now making films.
Absolutely.
So even that's another medium. So I just think that the clutter increases and people will start moving to the space they like to,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like cricket,
mm-hmm.
you have T20, you have ODI, you have test match.
Absolutely.
All three coexist. So
right.
I think it's about where you find your picking.
Okay. So how important, Gaurav, do you think is PR, social media, as a part of the media push? Do you think it's important to actively promote your channels on social media in today's day and age to keep radio relevant among followers?
I mean, it's, I think, the most relevant question. And I do feel that the most relevant word of I think, since the past couple of years and even the coming year, is the word relevant.
Yeah,
and I think everyone is striving to keep themselves relevant, whether it's a brand, whether it's an individual, whether it's a company. So I think really that's the key word. And in order to be relevant, you need to adapt to all mediums. And mm-hmm. I think digital medium is very important. So I've been saying it for many years now that radio now also needs to be seen mm-hmm. rather than just heard. And social media medium allows you to do that. So,
yes.
So yeah, I do feel it's very important. And, you know, it's like one of the formulas now that, you know, I have this formula, which is like, are you radical enough? Are you relevant? Are you engaging? Are you executable? So I have this formula, which is called R2-E3, straight out of Star Wars. But I've added something, I've added a D to it, which is R2-DE3, and
yeah.
D is digital. Yeah, everything needs to be digital. So, that's really the way to go.
Okay, well said. Because, you're spot on, basically, about what everybody believes. And some of us have made a career out of it, you know.
Just look at her.
Digital,
we were, you know, behind, before we began, we were discussing, you know, personal things. And we were discussing about how our journey started. And I've just been fascinated how this lady has just reinvented herself.
Well.
And really, it's because of A, being relevant, and because of the digital medium.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, you've done it yourself.
It's a great combination of the two. Thank you. Okay. So you're now hosting the night show on Radio 1. That must be exciting, of course. Tell us a bit more about that. In your words.
That's awesome. And really, it's a, you know, how people keep saying, yeah, I had a lockdown baby. That's my lockdown baby. And that's my lockdown contribution. So it was a lockdown. And I said, hey, hang on. I have the evenings to myself, you know, and I know that people are cooped up at their respective homes.
Right.
There isn't as much entertainment, or at least they're looking for variety. And I said, here's a chance to get into everyone's drawing rooms and everyone's bedrooms and play the music that they want.
Absolutely.
And there wasn't any show that was playing music of the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that what I call retro cool is coming back in a big way.
Absolutely.
Even the newer songs that you
mm-hmm.
that you listen to, disco is making such a comeback. Kylie Minogue's come up with a new album, which is all, you know, it's all disco.
Right.
You know, Weeknd, a lot of his music, Bruno mm-hmm. Mars, a lot of his music, it's really going back to the Motown mm-hmm. days. And that's just international. If you look at Hindi, that also, a lot of the remixes are happening. What is a remix? A remix is their version of an older song.
Absolutely.
And therefore, 70s, 80s, 90s, I think, is the powerhouse. You meet the 20-year-olds, you meet the 25-year-olds, they're all listening to Led Zeppelin and Queen and R.D. Burman and Kishore Kumar. In fact, iPhone launched their song with Dham Maro Dham,
yes.
which is an Asha Ji
song. Such a classic.
Yeah,
you know,
which is
a such a fantastic song.
So
yeah.
I said, well, this is it. It's time to make retro even cooler.
Well done, you. Okay. So tell me, you love music and are a singer yourself. So tell us what kind of music you like and what made you pursue singing.
Oh, now, if I give the very honest answer, I just love music, whether it is Talat Mehmood, whether it is Metallica. So yes, I know Metallica fans will say, this girl loves Talat Mehmood, and Talat Mehmood fans will say he likes Metallica. But really, I think it's more the mood that you're in. I think it's that. So
yes.
Be it country, be it pop, be it Indian, be it international, be it, any other language.
Global.
Global.
You are rhythmic and you're like, okay, is this Indian,
absolutely.
Is this international? But we love it, you know?
We love it, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's music. It all depends on the time of day and really the mental state I'm in.
Yes. As we all humans, our, you know, moments.
Yeah, but you know, some people are very particular with their likes and dislikes. But I think for me, it's music is the hero.
Yes, absolutely.
And therefore, it doesn't have a language. It doesn't have a form. It doesn't have a genre. I think it's music that really gets to me.
Okay, nice. And what about the singing? How did that passion come about? Or is it just something inborn since you're young? And
Yeah, since I was born. I mean, you know, the music and entertainment, as I was born, I saw the smile on the doctor's faces and the nurse's faces and my mom and my dad.
Oh,
and, you know, and when I was crying, I think I was crying in tune. And
oh, God.
They were just so happy. They
I
said,
love
wow.
the modesty.
I said, look at him. I said, yaar, yehi hai. And therefore, you know,
it's the rhythm of life.
Yeah. I keep it as my best kept secret. So,
okay.
Yeah,
no, but what I must compliment you is from the couple of videos that I did see of yours singing, and is that you have such a great, positive, happy energy. It's not only, I mean, you may think, oh, just because he's an RJ or he's in this field, but even when we were chatting for like over half an hour before, or even in your videos, even your choice of music is so happy and positive that I loved it.
And,
you know?
And the 5 dates that we've been on before this, which we haven't
told bribed
anyone.
He bribed me.
Yeah, I bribed her with my charm. Yeah, that's what I bribed her with. But yeah.
Romy, we love you.
But, okay. You know, it's the whole, you know, I have a philosophy, and it's a song, which is, you know, it's a classic Hindi song, which is, Jo bhi pyar se mila, hum usi ke ho liye. So, you know, it's that really. And I think that kind of just helps you get a very different outlook towards life.
Yes.
And there's another Chidi song, which says, Mag Disco. To make disco and dunya hai ek disco. And I think if you keep that in mind,
yes, it's all good.
It's all good. All is well.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me, you play many different roles. Okay, radio host, singer, theater actor, entertainer. What is your personal favorite? What do you enjoy the most? Or let's say, it's like choosing your favorite child. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
But what's your favorite right now?
I think it all culminates into communication.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. So if you see all of these, and a lot of it is, you know, theater, radio, or hosting, or even as a manager, it's always about people, and it's always live.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here, right now.
Right.
And I think I like that right here, right now. I think that's what kind of gives me the adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's about communication.
Right.
I think that's the core. So it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as it's about communication, it allows me to connect with people and for people to connect with me. And I think, you know, forming this community, I think that's what it is. You know,
okay.
I just love meeting people.
Nice.
Yeah.
And apart from work, and you're a people person, you're an extrovert, you're fantastic at everything that you do. What do you also love? What 3 things are you most passionate about besides work?
Oof. Passion, fashion, and passion for fashion. No, no, no.
That's my line.
I'm giving her answer. I was talking about it, and I said, my God, how passionate for fashion she is. I think...
You can have it, though. You can borrow it.
So I borrowed it, you know.
Yes.
Passion, fashion, and the passion for fashion. I think it's music, I think, yeah. I think that is what, and I was actually talking to a very dear friend, and I said, you know, that to me, when a song is released, it's the music that impacts me first, the video later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's the magic, because there's so much happening in a song. It's, there's so much of a story. There are the lyrics, the musicians who've come together to create a song.
Yes.
You know, there is a mood of that particular song. And then there is the marketing and distribution of the song, and to make sure that it connects with everyone. So I think music is a great teacher.
Okay.
And I think to me, I would single that one.
Okay. And of course, we know you love traveling. And the world is slowly opening up, well, on and off at least.
Yeah.
So which travel destination would you go to next?
Oh, I mean, look, there are a few travel destinations I can keep going back to again and again and again. And I think two of them would be San Francisco. I just absolutely love the Bay Area. And
I love Sausalito.
Oh!
Yeah, it's really
Sausalito
nice.
Sausalito and the Muir Woods and all of that. You know, you can just go and spend an entire day there.
Right.
And, of course, London, which, again, we discussed.
So, yes,
by the way, we were to meet in London, but be a damn lockdown.
Yes, coincidentally, you're going to be there. And I'm sure we would have had a really, really nice, you know, coffee or lunch or whatever.
So these are the two places. But I think if you ask me which is that, there was a place that I was very curious about and I'd never been in. 3 years back, I had a chance to go there. It was Bermuda.
Oh,
nice. Which is, right in the middle of nowhere, actually. I mean, you can't even spot
it
on your
Google Maps.
Beautiful
islands, right?
Beautiful island, yeah. So that, but I think a country that I would like to go to and I haven't is Japan.
Oh, I've been there. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the food is just outstanding.
I mean, if you
like Japanese and if you're experimental, it's amazing.
I'm hungry already.
Okay. On that note, what do you have aligned for the upcoming years? We will let you go and have your bite soon. But what do you have aligned for the next few years or upcoming years? Any dreams that you want to fulfill?
No, I just think, like I said, just keep doing what I do every day because I love what I do every day. I like to pack my life in 24 hours. So every day is a new life. You know, you wake up in the morning and say, okay, this is your life. This is, it starts at whatever, 7 a.m. and it probably winds at 2 a.m. in the morning. And how do you pack those 18 hours or 20 hours?
Yeah.
And so every day is, like I said,
you only sleep for 5 hours?
6 hours, I think.
Okay. Lots of coffee?
No.
Where is all this adrenaline coming from?
Lots of martinis, energy. Margaritas, and Negronis.
You should have said Empower. Martinis, margaritas, and Empower. MMM.
It's the Empower on today's show. Actually, hang on. I'm going to start a new show now. It's called the Empower. It's all about martinis, margaritas, and Minakshi.
Yes, there you go. Thank you so much. Although I did kind of ask for that. Okay. So tell me, any last famous words, anything you would like to say to our lovely audiences? Of course, you've been fantastic. I feel like we can keep chatting on forever. Please share something lovely, last few words for all our audiences.
Ooh. Now, this is
listeners,
where I'm...
friends, family.
Whoa.
Sorry. See, there has to be drama where we are.
No, oops, now that is something, hang on a minute, you can't take this. That is something that I've never thought of. What are my few last words? Like I said, I think I'm going to repeat what I said earlier on that, which is, maybe disco tum bhi disco dunya hai disco.
Okay.
On a more serious note, and again, I quote a lot of music, look for the bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. Mother Nature's recipes bring the bare necessities of life.
Oh, lovely. I must clap to that. Thank you so much, Gaurav and Sharma ji, as
Thank
you're
you.
So well known as.
Yeah, this side is Sharma ji and this side is Gaurav right now. So I'll keep.
Thank you to both your sides and your lovely personality. This brings us to the end of a very fun and insightful chat with you. It was really, really nice and so different. And I think this was the most fun episode we've ever had. So all our lovely listeners, you're in for a great, great, great fun, half an hour of Sharma ji.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And thank you. And do stay tuned in for more and more videos, photos and fun content on our Instagram and Facebook, Minakshi Guwadikar. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And we say goodbye now to the famous Sharma ji.
And also, don't forget to catch Meenakshi on 94.3 Radio 1.
Absolutely.
On the night shift as my Monday night celebrity check-in. It's going to be a very, very special chat where get Meenakshi to talk about fashion, get Meenakshi to talk about music, movies, and the other side of the Empower Lady.
Thank you, for sure. Thank you, Sharma ji.
Thank you.
See ya.